before you cut off, Jerry?
I'm with you.
Okay, on your whiteboard, well, maybe in the chat zone, can you email me Steve's, or write in Steve's email?
Are you on, Steve?
Yes, Steve.
Yes, Steve at allswell.org.
Okay, that's right. Okay, I got to figure out how to open a... email page. I found my Wolfgang recordings on my computer, so there.
Jerry, this is Gita. I'm still on.
Yeah, I'm here.
If you find that you can email them, and that's easier, you could just do that. But otherwise,
they're so big, I can't.
See tomorrow at 1. If you just bring me a copy, I can. We can burn.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to learn the technology I'm going to have to transfer them from audio tape to CD, but that's doable in my limited experience. But there's no way I could figure out how to email them, so we'll do it that way.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, Jerry.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jo.
Hi.
When you're talking about the coffee shop ABC,
mm-hmm.
that invite to go to coffee, and Idina was just mentioning to me not too long ago, but just there's different ways of doing ABCs, but is this like the standard ABC coffee shop, or is an ABC giving someone some DVDs and CDs and...
good question, because everything's an ABC. You want to use tools, you want to use products, you want to use people as the A in your ABCs. And that definition fits that everything is an ABC. So what we're doing on this one is we're saying we know that every situation is going to be a little bit different and all people are going to want different things. But if we were to set up more or less a general structure to work from that made sense across the board so we could teach it as a beginning template to work from, that people will get creative along the way and they'll add all kinds of stuff to it. But in this beginning template, it works like this. About 20 minutes of that ABC coffee shop are rapport building. A specific example, this might help. Let's say you would see someone and say, I'm going to move toward an area that a lot of our people don't do, but we're going to try to do more of. Do you think you get more people over at your house if you said, I would love to have you come over and look at some products that we're representing, or if you said, we're really starting up an investment group and we're going to be taking some of the extra money that we have spun off, looking to the future, learning together on how to invest for our future, which one would most people go to?
Maybe the second one.
Right. So if we start talking to people about, hey, this is huge, and we can have a piece of the pie. Want to sit down with you because I think you could throw your hat in the ring and make a huge difference. Don't know if it's for you, just don't know if your timing's right or whatever, but I see some skills that you might be able to throw in. We've got to assess you, and you're going to be assessing us, but I'd like to have 40 minutes of your time. Now, that's a pretty enticing thing for people to show up for, right?
Right.
Now, when they show up, they've got a mindset that says, we start talking to them, we'd say, well, Carl, this is, Mary Jo must have thought pretty much of you because she doesn't really just invite anybody to one of these things. What are some of the things in your background that you've done that were leadership-oriented? Have you ever worked for yourself? Have you ever built something from scratch? We need some people with some pretty good tread on their shoes and ready to rock and roll. Carl's going to sit there and try to qualify for anything we've got. He's going to paint the picture really big time, and we may be asking, hey, well, we've got some things in common, and your kids are playing junior high basketball, and my kids are playing junior high basketball. How do you like going to their practices and their games? And they're saying, well, geez, you know, I really don't get a chance to go to the games much, and, boy, I never get to go to the practices. I wish I could, but I'm stuck in work all the time. And we're going to remember that. That's what's coming out of this rapport building is, what do these people want in their lives? Then what we'd say is, hey, I got to show you a little presentation. It's about 20 minutes long. And we either push a button on the internet or on the computer and then play a video, or we would go through a flip chart. And we say, this is what we do. Here's a little bit about the products and maybe a little demo. Do you think you might be interested in learning more and perhaps becoming fully informed and then maybe jumping into what we do? That's what we do in the 40 minutes. So about 20 minutes of rapport building, asking questions, having them state their desires and so forth. The next 40 minutes or 20 minutes is just the presentation. At the end of it, we'd say, if you'd like to know more, here's a CD or DVD, and let's schedule it up so you can see, believe. That's the next step. The wellness preview. The wellness preview would be done in an hour, then take them to the side, roll out, to give them a product demo. They're going to feel real good about that. Then say, now there's probably lots of questions that are coming to mind. I'd like to give you another additional DVD or CD. And let's schedule a time where we can get together and find out what you're thinking. What would you potentially like to do with this? So that's going to take us a couple hours. That's a follow-up meeting, maybe about 3 to 4. And we'll come out of that with a sense of whether we can work together or not. Can you see a flow in all that?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable if you know what comes next, right?
Right.
Then if you went through five, do you hit this one?
Pardon me?
It does what? Were you what you were saying there?
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. And if you did 5 or 6 or 10 of those, pretty soon more confident with the flow of events.
Right.
And you would be ready to teach another set of another, because we would be starting to find people in your group. You'd be able to run a coffee shop, and you'd be able to do part of the wellness home walkthrough. You'd be even sitting down, and boy, between you and Bill, I think you could come up with doing a level 4 meeting within a week, probably. Because once I give you the format, it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that we'll use as our general starting point. Now, we know that most of the people are going to come toward NECN because of products. That's just the way our distributors are. But the way we want to introduce the products, we've got to be pretty clear on what you want. And what we're learning to do more than ever is to say to someone, you know, I believe in this so much, just from a gut level, about being a part of the solution and not being a part of the problem, about building toward the future and where this thing is going to go. In fact, we invested in it because we believe that it's going to be one of the best investments we've ever done, from people, time, love, making a difference, and financially. We're looking for partners. I have no idea if that's for you, but let's take a look at that knee of yours. So if we can make that statement out front because we know where we're going to go, they know, whether it's today, tomorrow, or 10 weeks from now, whether they might want to jump into that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, hey, let me fix your knee. Now, sometimes we kind of lead in with the knee thing because we haven't gotten them to say anything yet. They're limping around, they're hurting like crazy, and you might just say, stick that on for the afternoon, let's see how it goes. And hey, we bought distribution rights for that. We're always looking for partners. Let me know if you know somebody that might fit. All these little tricks work. But I wouldn't mess with what you're doing right now because you're bringing lots of people and they're getting kind of interested. In fact, you're signing up people that are selling stuff to people who have been in the industry of network marketing forever, and you're the one that picked them up.
Yay, yeah, there you go.
They just happened to be in our group. Oh, that was an easy one. Actually, she was just like me. It's like she starts hearing a little bit and seeing a little bit, and pretty soon she's going, hey, you got a catalog? And that's exactly what I did. You know, it was like, Gina, you got a catalog? What else is in there? So Yeah, and it was amazing because she goes, well, I know we at least want the insoles. I mean, she just started talking, and she's just, you know, and I think we want a couple of these and maybe some of that, and then she goes, I'll give you my order tomorrow. I'll look at it tonight, and we'll give you my order tomorrow, and then she gives me her order, and it's a $400 order, and then it was probably 5 minutes before we were splitting up at the end of the time, and she goes, you know, yeah, and gosh, I'm also thinking about the business. And I said, oh, I didn't think you guys could get in this business. And she goes, oh no, that's just Patrick. Patrick can't get into the business, but I could get into the business. And she said, I'm kind of thinking about it. She says, I'll know by the end of the month. You know, and so she goes, we want to try these products first, and I'll be calling you. So,
do you have her email? I think I do, actually.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Then what you might want to do is to send her an email of Dennis Williams or somebody like that, just saying, this is just a piece that you can watch that gives you a little bit of an overview of what the business would be like, just so when you get to the end of the month, if that's something you want to do, at least you'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that'd be great. I carry a lot of stuff in my purse, you know, and she asked for a catalog. I handed her a catalog. And then I had also a wellness home was think. A brochure, that thicker brochure in my purse, and I said, hey, you might want to look at that. And I just kept handing her stuff, you know. And then she goes, I think I might be interested in the business. I said, hang on, hold out another CD, and I said, here, watch that.
Okay, so, you are, oh man, I'm giggling inside. You know, we have to beat people with a stick for months to get them to do stuff like that, and you got it straight out of the chute.
Well, I got a big purse.
You're my hero. Way to go.
Oh, dear.
You guys are going to do so well. But now if you got methodical and just were with the touch you've got and the caring that you've got, both of you, all three of you, just saying to people, well, if you want to have that checked out, we can do that, or hey, you got to see this. This is really neat, or it'd be fun to work with you. I don't know if it's for you or not, and then just start scheduling them up.
I'm eating all this stuff up. You know, this is good stuff. You know, it's strategizing because I just, you know, I just. It's been a month and a half, and I wake up thinking, Meekin. It's like, okay, wait a minute. You know, I want to spend time with the Lord first. Okay, I'm not going to listen to CDs on my way to work. You know, I'm going to spend my time with the Lord, and then at my lunch hour, I'll go sit in my car and I'll listen to the CDs, and I'll start calling people on my little list. You know, I have a little running list going, and I think, okay, I'll check in with this person, and I'll. You know, touch base with that person, but I need my thinking more directed, you know, as to, I'm calling them, and I'm listening, we're talking, and okay, but I just need more strategy as to, okay, what truly is my purpose in this call, and where do I want to bring them to, and I'm always thinking, okay, I'll invite them to the wellness preview, or, Gina do a rollout on them. They would love that. And you know, I start inviting and telling about meetings and doing all this stuff. But I'm like a wild woman, you know. I gotta get a little bit of order to my life here. I'm just going wild. So anyway, I feel like I'm drinking and breathing and living weekend here. So it's been fun though. I'm really enjoying it.
Guess what? Gina, you signed up your first platinum.
Oh, you're diamond in the rough.
And the big question here is going to be, who's going to get the platinum first, you or her?
Oh,
many drawings.
I'm motivated to get financially free. That sounds wonderful to me. Completely wonderful. We've been looking for something for a while, and I just saw this and jumped in with both feet. I thought, this is it. I'm going for it.
Holy crackers. Okay, next week I'm going to have you telling that kind of stuff on the call. And other people will grow with this because of where you are. So let's build you. I'm totally into it. You've stepped up. You've got the feeling. You've got the... Do you know why most people go full-time in Nikken? Because they're getting close to being fired because they can't pay attention to the lousy job they have.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm working on all the devs I work with, and it's like, they're going to start thinking, I don't want to be here. And I said, I don't know if I care.
Oh, this is very, very fun, very exciting. All right, well, we'll keep marching you along, and we'll just keep bringing lots of people right behind you, and then we'll show you how to organize the groups up and have a blast making other people flirt free. And then I want to give you something to screw up your noodle for just a second here, and that is when you get up in the upper half of the compensation plan. Normally, I don't give people this much information at the beginning, but I'm going to show you something really neat. If you are a platinum, and your people that you sponsored are gold or below platinum, so you have, let's say, 3 golds, and you've sponsored them all, do you know, of the money they make every month, what Nikken will pay you?
Well, not unless I'm looking at the chart.
Well, it's a really easy one to figure out, but this is such a big deal to catch. Okay. If you had 3 people at the gold level making $4,000 each, did you know Nikken will compensate you off that volume? Sure, right?
Right.
But did you know how much they'll compensate you off that volume? If their check is $4,000 each, you'd make... They pay you what your people make.
Oh, really?
So yeah. How much?
So if all my people are making 12, they're making total of, let's say, 12,000, because I've got 3 golds, then they pay me 12?
If each of your people was making 12, and you had 3 people, you'd be making 36.
Right, 36. I thought initially you said they were all making 4,000.
Right, but your 3 golds would be making, so you'd be making 12.
Right.
Because they all were making 4.
Right.
So can you see why it forces us to have to be nice to people?
I like being nice to people.
Good, no problem for you.
Oh.
What a great way to get paid, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Other people up, making them believe in themselves, and creating for them freedom. And that's what you get paid for.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
So recruit to that. You see in their eyes, or see in them, the ability for us as a team to create for them a freedom in life.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm after. So.
Way to go. Well, Gina, are you inspired now?
Totally. Totally, I love it. I couldn't have found a nicer, more sweeter, lovely woman family, actually, to work with. And the best part is we're, like, practically neighbors. I love it. Yeah.
Well,
thank you, Gina. Yeah, we are neighbors.
Here's a funny other little thing. We keep thinking that everybody that we bring to the table is really going to be the one. But you're a leader. I can smell it all over you. And this guy down in Texas, he was a big dog. He made lots of money, and he's a pretty funny guy. And he said, in this business, if you find one real leader, you're going to be wealthy. If you find 2, you're going to be rich beyond your wildest imagination. If you find 3 to 5, you probably miscounted because they're real hard to come by.
Fun?
How is Mary Jo around? Because she's just like a magnet, and she's going to attract them.
Yeah, well, then just imagine.
I'm becoming a magnet. What do you know? Magnets. I'm becoming one.
Watch what happened when you put all those fine people in the room together. What's going to happen when we start having this quality of people? And Bruce Erickson and some of the people out in Coeur d'Alene and Ken Hankins and some of those people start pulling them all together. What kind of a country club is that going to be when everybody's enjoying life, free from financial constraints so they can really care about somebody else, doing giving, making a huge difference? How attractive is that going to be in the community? Mm-hmm. Positive, upbeat people, and then making a giant heap of them. And that's what we're about right here, is to pull them all together and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, I'm wondering, okay, we had a conference call. I'm wondering, how many Nikan people are in this area or connected to our group? That we had, what, 5 people on this conference call? Five or 6?
Leaders are already.
And so how many could have been on this conference call?
500.
Really? Okay.
So you get a lot of people that they're chasing shiny things, or they're in the closet trying to run some dust bunnies or whatever they do.
Okay, well, I mean, it's taken me a while to get on, you know, just because my schedule's been wild, but, I mean, I wanted to, you know, and finally made it, but I guess I'm just surprised we had 5 or 6 people, and how many are actually in Meekan, and actually realize what they have a hold of here.
They don't, and one of the reasons that we've been doing, we've been fluctuating here because the society was in such incredible turmoil and the technology was changing so rapidly that we couldn't rely on old systems and ways things were done before. We started to get this huge influx of really neat stuff to be able to use, but we didn't have it stacked up in the right way so it would become overwhelming and confusing. So I didn't really engage the entire group in something until we can get it really solid. Because the next step you're going to see in this is a very systematic way in which a person can walk in, go through these processes that we show you, get plugged in and be very aware of what they want and how to get it. All the meetings are set, all the things are in place, they can go to the internet, click, 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 things go 1, 2, 3, and then those who will do the research and want to go, they'll go. The others who just want to be kind of hanging around and kicking cans and doing that kind of stuff, that's entirely up to them, and it's awesome that they do it. As long as we make them feel loved and welcome at that level, we will have all the levels in place for them to walk right up the ladder to wherever they want to be. And we now have that capability together. It's just a matter of putting the bow on it and getting that last couple of pieces to drop in the tumbler. Then we'll start bringing them in droves to these calls. Because we just didn't have a structure. For example, you saw that I've been asking for 3 weeks to have people get those CDs, and you know, they had to make stone soup, or they had to look underneath the rubber monkey to see if there was any fuzz left on the bottom of it. You know, all those important things that people have to do. But once we start getting crazy here and people start popping the numbers and bringing people and getting so excited, then they won't be able to stay off the call. And that's exactly where we're at right now. So you're the one, you're the catalyst, and it's sure great to have you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all your hard work. You know, you've been getting all this set up, and I think we're going to have an explosion.
I agree with that. And it's going to be
somebody coming tomorrow night. He's probably going to sign up for youth pastor and wife, right, Mary Jo?
Oh, yeah. You know, Patty and Toby, you know, that we sat down with them at a dinner, and we just love those guys. And I just said, you know, I just, in passing, I think I said something about, you know, they said, well, what's new, you know? And I said, oh, lots of different stuff, this, that, that, and we started a new home business. And that's all I had to say, you know? And it was like, Patty's eyes got about this big, and she says, what is it, you know? She said, I've been asking the Lord for a home business. I don't want to work anymore. I want to be home, you know, with my son. And what is it, you know? And I said, well, it's called Meekend, and it's about this, and, you know, and I just sort of, you know, threw up on her about it all. But, you know, we had about 1 hour, you know, to eat and talk and whatever, you know, and then they had an appointment to get to, and she was just like, she hasn't even seen a product, and she is coming over to sign up tomorrow, and she and her husband, you know, Toby's the one that he's in pain a lot. He's got a really bad back. He used to do a lot of wood floors. Now he's a youth pastor, and off and on, you know, he's in horrendous pain. He's going towards surgery and all kinds of stuff. So I really wanted him to come over and have just a hold down with the products and really take a look at them. And Patty, you know, she's like, I've been praying for this, and this is it. And, you know, and I had just seen you, Jerry, I think the Saturday before, and you'd, you know, given me about 48 CDs, and
I
what's that?
Yay me.
Yeah, and I said, you know, we ran out the door because they had to get going. He had an MRI or something, and I said, you know, I told her I'd give her some stuff, so she ran over to my car, and I just started throwing stuff at her. Here, take that. And I have my briefcase in my car with all kinds of stuff in it, everything, most of what I have, it's all in there, in the car. I carry that wherever I go, and I just threw all these CDs at her. I know I must have given her five of them. And then, you know, a few days later, I called her, and I just said, you know, have you watched any of those CDs yet? How's it going? And are you still excited? And I called her twice and didn't get any response from her. And, you know, I kind of, I think I talked to Toby once, and he goes, she's just had this really bad allergy attack, and, you know, were you calling her just about Nican or about the business? And I said, yeah. And I said, he said, well, she's just really struggling right now. So finally, I mean, I didn't talk to her for a week and a half. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what's Patty thinking? And finally she calls me. I was just patient. And she calls me and she goes, I had a dream about you last night. And I thought I just better call you back. And she said she'd been sick for a whole week or 8 days or something like that, and just really was having a hard time. And I said, oh, I'm so glad you called. And hey, what's a good night for you? And we just set up Tuesday. So I think tomorrow night's going to be a follow up and a sign up and everything else. So. And a wellness preview and everything. So.
Wow. I'm totally fired up. I haven't heard somebody like you in the longest time. This is really, really good. And you know what's really fun is that it sounds reproducible. It's just anybody can do what you're doing right now. They just have to do what you're doing right now. That's all it is.
Well, and I told Patty. Oh, go ahead.
No, you're just using the tools the way they need to be used.
Yeah.
You told Patty what?
Well, I told Patty, I said, you know, I said, Patty, you don't have to do this by yourself. I said, it's encouraged you to pull someone else in because, you know, when you're so new, you don't know as much as the other people have been doing this for a while. And I said, you know, she goes, when we had that dinner, she says, well, I have so many relatives in Seattle that, you know, need to hear about these products, you know, and I said, you know, but when she called the other night, I said, you know, I know five people right now that would drive to Seattle with you or get on a plane and fly wherever you wanted them to go. And if you just gathered your family together and your friends together over, let's say over in Seattle, They would just go with you, and you would just sit there and watch, and they would do everything. And she goes, really? And, you know, she's all fired up about that, so, anyway.
Wow. I am me fired up. I'm going to be fired. I won't go to sleep for a couple hours now.
Well, you're probably going to be the one going with her.
Well, that's good. My daughter's going to school over there. My son lives over there, so I'm always up for an excuse.
Oh, good. Okay. Well,
all right.
Anyway, Rick and Gene are coming over tomorrow night, and we'll just have a fun time.
All right. Well, I'm going to see if I can make up some CDs here tonight and keep you guys kind of plugged in the game.
Oh, good, because Gina's been filling in for all of our printer that won't work right now. I don't have a color thing, and Rick's coming over to look at our printer. Our whole office is ripped apart, and so it's kind of debilitating when you don't have a printer. And of course, Gina says, "Well, do you know how to burn CDs?" And I said, "No, but I know someone that does. My son. I'll just give it to him." So
that's perfect. So you're now even way ahead of me because you're delegating.
Well, I need to go buy a new whole thing of CDs. You know, there's so many of them sitting around that I have no idea what's on them. They're just sitting around with no writing on them. That's kind of how they get used sometimes. But anyway, I've just been handing things out so fast to all these people around me that I can't stay stopped here. So I give them away before I get them copied off.
Fill up the food again.
Yeah, I need stuff. Okay.
Well, I'll never run out of information, too.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. All right, well.
Hey, Gina, I want you to make sure Kathy gets on these doggone calls and Debbie.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with them tonight. See, I think everybody was just a little probably tired from the weekend, but usually, Mary Jo, there's probably at least 15 people on this call.
Oh, good.
It hasn't been organized yet. They're just kind of stumbling in the dark, but we'll get it organized, and then there's some that have to be on. If they're not on, then they have to make my CDs for me and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Honestly.
Yeah.
All right, good night, ladies. I need to jump, get this other work done.
Thanks,
okay.
Jerry.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
We'll see you, Mom.
Okay.
All right, Gina.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.